This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Winthrop boys basketball coach David Sacco. David, you guys had a big win earlier this week against Malden Catholic. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Bill. How are you? Hope all is well. We played well Tuesday night. Beat MC 80-65. You know, MC's always in the midst. There is a junior coach, Coach McHugh, and he always gets his kids to play hard. You know, we knew going into the game that if we executed, we give ourselves a chance, and, you know, that's exactly what we did. You know, Tayshaun McKenzie picked up his second foul early in the first quarter, and we had to sit him the rest of the half. And, you know, we knew from that point on we needed guys to step up, and they did. You know, Colonel Washington, who was a junior for us, point guard, had 21 points in the game, 15 in the first half. A couple other guys, the center, Elliot Frank, had 8 points, 8 of his 10 in the first half. And at halftime, we were tied 36-36, so I knew we were in good shape. You know, you don't know if you're definitely going to win the game at that point, but I knew, you know, with Tayshaun being out most of the first half, that we were in decent shape. And at the start of the second half, don't try to do too much. Just, you know, stay within yourself, let the game come to you. And he did. He went out and scored 22 in the second half out of his game high, 28. And, you know, Elliot Frank, who's our center, ended up with 10 points, 13 rebounds, and 6 blocks. Devin Paulson, for another senior, ended up with 14 points. So, you know, a win like that shows where you got 4 guys in double figures, that you're not a one-man team or one-man show. So, you know, I think at times we can be tough to guard. So, you know, I told my guys after the game, night in and night out, we just need to continue to have guys step up.
David, coming up this week, Friday night, you'll be hosting Beverly, opening up the Northeastern Conference schedule. New coach there in Matt Karakoudis, and I guess you guys have a little connection going way back, but tell us how you see that game Friday.
Yeah, so, you know, I've known Coach Karakoudis for a while now. I was at Pope George years ago in Everett, and when I left there, he took over. I did a real good job with that program and the kids. You know, a couple of North Division IV North Finals appearances and semifinals appearances. So I have a lot of respect for him. He did a tremendous job over there. He always gets his kids to play real hard. You know, they're always going to be prepared. We know going in that they're going to be a tough matchup for us, but, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge.
Coach, anything else about the game Tuesday night or about the team that you kind of want to just share with us as a closing note?
Yeah, so you know, we did well Tuesday night, and, you know, I continue to stress to my guy at practice that, you know, as many points as we scored on Tuesday, you know, you can't expect to go out every single night and put 80 on the board. You know, we really got to hang our hat on the defensive end to make sure that we're getting stops. And I'd much rather win a game, you know, 45-44 than go out and lose a shootout, you know, 89-88. So, you know, as long as we continue to stress to our guys, you know, getting stops on the defensive end and making plays. With the schedule that we have coming up in the Northeastern Conference the way it is, where, you know, night in and night out, it's going to be tough matchups. As long as we bring it every single night and defend, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. And you have a tough week next week, don't you? You're playing both the Lynn teams, Classical and English.
We are. So we have Classical on Tuesday and English on Friday. But as the great Bill Belichick says, you know, we're on to Beverly. We'll think about Classical in English next week, you know, over the weekend. But right now, we're just, you know, solely focused on Beverly and trying to get prepared for them on Friday night.
Yeah, focus on Friday. That's it. All right, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Have a great day.
Yep. David Sacco, boys basketball coach at Winthrop High School here on MSO News Sports.